USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. An estimated 2,600 Los Angeles Police Department employees are citing religious objections to get out of the COVID-19 vaccine requirement. In Washington State, thousands of state workers also seek similar exemptions. Colorado's Democrat Governor Jared Polis became the first sitting governor to have a same-sex wedding while holding office. Polis married his partner Marlon Reese on Wednesday. The two held their ceremony at the University of Colorado, Boulder. USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Let's get more details on the AUKUS Alliance. Dan Naraki explains.
President Joe Biden announced a new security partnership Wednesday seeking to serve as a bulwark against Chinese expansion and influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joined by UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Biden said that the agreement will ensure that the three partners have the capability to deal with rapidly evolving threats.
This initiative is about making sure that each of us has a modern capability, the most modern capabilities we need to maneuver and defend against rapidly evolving threats. AUKUS will bring together our sailors, our scientists, and our industries to maintain and expand our edge in military capabilities and critical technologies such as cyber, artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, and undersea domains.
The president said that as part of this partnership, the U.S. would help Australia acquire nuclear-powered submarines, including sharing the technology to help in that pursuit. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley reported two phone calls with Chinese People's Liberation Army General Li Xuancheng near the end of the Trump administration could be classified as treason. As reported by journalist Bob Woodward, former NYPD officer and Secret Service agent Dan Bongino on Fox News concurs.
The call isn't the controversy. This is the White House doing the look, shiny red object, okay? It's like saying, listen, you know, I have conversations with my wife Paula every day, and then one day we have a conversation about robbing a bank. Mm-hmm. It's not about talking to your wife. Of course Milley talks to generals. It's about the content of the conversation. You think the White House is dumb and they don't know this? We talk to generals all the time. Of course you do. The question is, and the only question, which the White House is successfully, I think, now manipulating the media again on, is what was the content of the call? Now, this is easily rectified. There's a transcript of the call. I think releasing transcripts are a bad idea, I think for a lot of reasons. However, releasing them to a select group of Congress and Senate, members of Congress and the Senate, to look and see what the content of the call was, is an excellent idea, and they need to look for one thing. Forget about all the other stuff, stability, all that. That's all great. Did Milley say that he would issue them a warning, the Chinese Communist Party, if we were to attack? If he did that, it could be an act of treason.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.